This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver may require landlords to apply for a license in order to rent their properties. The City Council's goal is to track the number of rental units and make sure they meet certain standards. Supporters say it would also improve communication between tenants and landlords. The Colorado House passed nearly $12 billion in the state's general fund today to pay for everything from schools to health care. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The state's budget had excess money, and lawmakers were able to restore deep cuts to much of state government, including K-12 schools. Democrat Julie McCluskey sits on the Joint Budget Committee. She noted the stark difference compared to last year's budget. Lawmakers cut $3 billion in state funding.
It was painful. So with tears in my eyes, I want to invite you all to support this year's long appropriations bill.
This year's budget got unanimously high praise in the Senate, but in the House, it passed with only one Republican yes vote. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A Colorado festival is bringing poetry to virtual audiences. CPR's Monica Castillo has more.
The Corazón de Trinidad Poetry Festival is gathering together poet laureates, writers, and students for live readings, workshops, and other events. The third annual festival will host virtual poetry readings, as well as discussions about poetry in schools and writing seminars. One open mic night will take place in person, and will also be live streamed for attendees outside of Trinidad. The festival starts Thursday and will run through Saturday. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Coming up, Colorado has long faced a shortage of primary care doctors, especially in rural areas, and the problem is more complicated than just filling vacant jobs.
We know that it takes more than one new physician to replace a really active, dedicated, retiring physician.
Recent research says medical schools are not graduating as many primary care doctors that they think they are. CPR's Dan Boyce has more coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Winter weather advisory tonight into tomorrow morning for Metro Denver. Denver's at 36 degrees with light snow. This is CPR News.